Welcome to the EQ Applied podcast, dedicated to helping you build emotional intelligence so you can start making emotions work for you instead of against you. Here's your host, Justin Bariso.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to talk about a problem all of us deal with from time to time, and that's negative thinking. You know, when we feel that nothing is going our way, or we can't do anything right, or the entire world is pitted against us and there's nothing we can do about it. How do you break the cycle of negative thinking? How do you get your emotions under control so you can think more clearly? Well, let me tell you about a brain hack I personally use. It's called changing your glasses. Learn how to change your glasses and you'll change your thoughts, change your perspective, change your view of the world and yourself. Hope you enjoy. Struggling with negative emotions? You might need to change your glasses. Ben and Amy don't know each other, but they both just lost their jobs. "What am I going to do now?" they ask. The next morning, Ben wakes up with a feeling of dread. "Things like this always happen to me. I have the worst luck in the world." Those negative thoughts feed themselves, preventing Ben from looking for a new job or doing anything else productive. Like Ben, Amy wakes up with a knot in her stomach, too. But her response is different. She takes control of her thoughts and changes her perspective.
"That job was never going to take me anywhere. I'm sure I can find something better."
Ben and Amy face a similar challenge, but Amy's found a way to get her emotions under control and take productive action. I like to call this technique changing your glasses. People who wear eyeglasses may need to get a prescription change from time to time. It's similar when it comes to our emotions. When emotions and feelings cause you to see a situation unclearly, you have to change your glasses. That is, change your perspective. This technique is rooted in principles of cognitive psychology. In the 1950s, psychologist Albert Ellis taught that irrational thinking is the root cause for many emotional problems. For example, Ben's irrational beliefs, "I'm so unlucky," or "this always happens to me," lead to unhealthy emotional consequences, leading him to become discouraged and unmotivated. In contrast, Amy's rational thinking allows for reasonable feelings of pain, guilt, and frustration, but Amy can stay balanced and optimistic, leading to healthy emotional consequences. She can motivate herself and move forward. So, how do you change your glasses? If you find yourself thinking negatively, try the following. First, write down your thoughts. Don't just type, use pencil and paper. This helps you to slow down, think things through, and reevaluate your beliefs. Next, talk to someone. As you voice your thoughts and feelings to someone you trust, you rethink your opinion as you speak, and you give your partner the chance to give valuable feedback. Finally, fill your mind with positive thoughts. For example, if you lose your job, you can make a list of positive or potentially positive consequences. Finding a new job you enjoy more than the previous one. Having time to reconnect with family or friends. The chance to reassess priorities. The motivation to try something new. This won't eliminate negative feelings, but it can help keep them in their place. So, the next time you find your emotions working against you, ask yourself, "Do I need to change my glasses?" Because a change in perspective can help you see the world in a different light. Try this. The next time you're struggling with a negative perspective, first, write down your thoughts. Second, talk to someone you trust. And third, focus on the positive.
Thank you for tuning in to the EQ Applied podcast. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you enjoyed the show, leave us a rating on iTunes and consider sharing it with a friend. And if you're interested in learning more about how to make your emotions work for you instead of against you, sign up for our free course at www.eqapplied.com.